How you doing?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be back out here.
Yeah. Tell us about a little bit about just what you've been doing and how it feels to sign with the Vikings.
It feels amazing to sign with them. I've been working hard all off season, and into the season, working out every single day, just waiting for an opportunity and a chance. And I got that chance here, and I'm just going to come here and give it everything I have and just help this team keep winning and do whatever I can for them.
In terms of the physical condition, how do you feel just overall?
I feel great, especially coming out here and getting some Indy in and running around a little bit. Felt good, knocked some rust off, and getting into next week into real practices. Just going to keep knocking the rust off and getting back in the groove of it and feeling good.
Still the same Tony Sperano you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was good to reunite with him. He's a great coach, and I loved playing for him in Miami, so I'm going to enjoy playing for him.
Have you watched the Vikings from afar this year at all? Have you been studying their success?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been watching them the last, few weeks, and they have a great team, and I'm really excited to be a part of it, and they're doing something special, and I'm just going to do whatever I can to keep it going.
What's it like when you get a call like that from a team that's, not just the Vikings, but a team that's unbeaten at 5-0, I mean, that's going to be kind of a dream call, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. And when I got that call, I was jacked up and ready to roll. So when we had the workout yesterday, everything went well and then signed. And, getting out here back at football today, I was like a kid in a candy store. So it was fun to be back out.
What do you know about Coach Zimmer's style?
Not much. Just, from afar playing against his defenses. I know he's a hard-nosed guy, likes to play smart, tough, physical. And, I'm going to do whatever he wants. That's up to the coaches. I'm gonna do whatever they want. Whatever side they want, whatever I can do to help. And so that's up to them. And I have no clue right now. I'm focused on knocking off the rust and just focusing on what they want.
How much familiarity do you have with what Coach Sperano's trying to do on the line there?
Pretty familiar with it. A lot of carryover from similar to the stuff we did when I was with him in Miami. So, there's some new terminology and some new plays, but. Luckily, we got the bye week, and I can really get in the playbook and spend some time with him and learn everything.
You spent your bye here then?
For a few days, yeah. But got to go back home and pack up and get the wife and baby out here. So.
What do you make of what Sam has been able to do? I'm pretty much playing the best football of his career so far.
Yeah, well, I play with Sam in St. Louis, and just being able to play with him there, I know the type of guy he is. He loves this game. He plays hard. Physical guy, and he takes a lot of hits, but he gets right back up. And so I knew he'd thrive when he came here, and he's showing that, and he's doing a great job for this team.
Did you have a feeling when you guys just on those Rams teams that there was more there in terms of his talent and maximizing it?
Yeah, Sam's a special quarterback, and I've known it ever since he came into the league, and being able to play with him in St. Louis just really solidified that with me. So for him to really shine and be doing great, I'm happy to see.
What have you described the frustration level with your career? I mean, where you were going and how well, and then to have the injuries set,
injuries happen. And unfortunately, I've had my fair share, but through all of them, I put my head down. I've rehabbed, worked hard, haven't given up. And I know what I can do. I know the type of player I can be when I'm healthy. And so I just put my head down. And got through the frustration and worked hard to get back, and now I got this opportunity and I got to thrive in it.
How does your body feel now compared to when you started getting before you started getting the injuries, and how much do you think you got left?
My body feels great right now, honestly. This is the best I've felt in a long time, and finally, I'm about 2 years out from my ACL, so really had time to heal. My whole body's had time to heal, so I feel great. Yeah, I played right in college for 2 years. I haven't done it in a long time, but I've been practicing at it, and so the last year or so. So, I can play whatever side I want.
Did you get to know Joe Berger at all in Miami?
Yeah, absolutely. Good friends with Joe. Heck of a player, strong, and he got his opportunity here and did a great job. And he's playing well for him now.
What have you been doing this day and shape?
Working out 5-6 days a week. Haven't taken a day off since January. So I knew a call would come at some point, and I needed to show that team that I was in shape and working hard. So when that time came, it worked out well.
How do you start?
They called.
I don't know. My agent told me last week sometime that they're gonna bring me out. So I don't know when they started talking, but you know, it started at the end of last week and schedule it. And
today, you said that.
I did a little bit of both. I think for the most part, I did left, but that was just knocking the rust off, and then took a few snaps at right. So.
Sorry for the answer, but you always talk about building chemistry on the line and cohesiveness. How do you feel you can do this coming in at this point of the season?
Well, they got a great group in there, and I mean, just out today, they were communicating with me, and you know, I knew most of the plays, but some of the things they were telling me where to go, and so just the communication they have and the tight knit group they have in there, they welcomed me right away and were helping me out with the things I needed, and so I shouldn't, you know, there shouldn't be a problem with that.
They're not getting the call earlier, and the team's not really.
Like I said earlier, it was very frustrating. You know, I knew I was healthy. I know the type of player that I am, and I still got a lot of football left, so it was frustrating. But you know, like I said, I kept my head down, rehabbed. Worked out every single day and knew a call would come eventually, and it finally did.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.